Hi, this is Jacqueline here with the Grow Program. Thank you for growing with me on today. I really am thankful to have you growing with me. You know, you could be doing anything, but you take the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And I'm going to tell you something. On this podcast, I'm going to give you some information that's going to really, really benefit you. It's going to help you. It's going to give you the information, the just like meditating right now, just thinking on some things, you know. Yes, a lot's going on around me, but I'm focused. I'm laser focused on this right here in front of me. I want to give you what you need to know, knowledge, to help you grow. I want you to understand that this life is beyond us. This life is... it's here, it's real, but we are here spiritual beings having a physical experience, and it's not about what all you got, what you trying to get, what you trying to have, what you trying to make, because when you leave, you're leaving everything. There's nothing you're going to take. You're going to leave out just the way you came in, with nothing. This life is about each other. That's what our life is about. My life is about you and you and you and you. And your life is too. Because if we cannot use our life to help one another, what is life really about? What is it for? What are we here for? Because material things don't mean anything. You can have it all, and it all means nothing. This right here is what I used to listen to in that house when I began grow. And this right here would take me just listening to some African drums, just take me to another place. It would just, I would really just gravitate as I meditate and elevate. This is a spiritual journey. It's like a spiritual cleansing. And each and every day, you're going to rise to reach your greatness, because this day is a new day that you've never seen before. Yesterday is a memory, and we on to a new day. Because we working on today for tomorrow. We trying to grow. And I was just thinking about, 14 years ago. Actually, 10 years ago, not 14. 10 years ago, it was 2014. It seems like a lifetime ago, but so much was happening then. That actually made this right here possible. I just remember 2014. I had just begun to be ordained. See, ordained by man, but called by God. It's two different things. Anybody can get ordained, but who ordains the ordainers? We all have been called. We have all been called. For many are called, but few are chosen, because they haven't chosen God. Who ordains the ordainers? I began a journey. I was a Christian, and I began to do the Christian thing, wearing the skirts, long skirts, covering all up, stopped wearing makeup, wearing my hair, my own hair, not hair I bought, my own hair, and just on this journey, you know. And then Stan got sick. And I remember Stan asking me to pray for him. He said, "Pray for me, Jack. God always answers your prayers." And when he said that, it really set something off in me because it was true. You know, anytime I prayed and asked God for anything, besides winning the lottery, God gave it to me. And then God made me realize about the lottery. I already got the lottery. I got God. And God done gave me everything. This day, my daily bread, I don't need the lottery. I already got it. I got God. When you got God, you can hit the jackpot. And I remember praying for Stan, praying fervently, because the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And I just remember just trying. I always tried to do right all my life. You know, but I done messed up a couple times. I done made some mistakes. I done did some wrong things. I done took some wrong turns. Because life is a highway, you know, and I detoured off this way, detoured off that way, which was not the plan of God. Because God knows the plan. That's why I can't use the trip plan. I can't work with that. I have to, because, see, the trip planner messes up the plan of God. I can plan to do this, and when it comes time to do that, can't do that. Because I'm on something else. Because God got me on something else. So when I prayed for Stan, I came back feeling empty. You know, and I never told him. I never told him that the empty feeling that I had. And I kept asking God. I kept praying. And I got the answer that he's not going to make it. And I never told him that. I couldn't tell him that. But he came to the realization that of that on his own. And I remember when Brian took my truck and I had the spare set of keys, and he came back to the house because he needed me to help him pay a bill online. He didn't know how to do it. So, you know, we at the store, and I handed, the Spirit of God told me to give him those keys, and I handed him my extra set of keys. He already had a set. I handed him my set. And he took my key. He said, "Thank you." Put it in his pocket. My truck. I said, "Give me my key back. Why you take my key like that? Why you gonna do me like that? You just gonna take, you got three cars now. And you just gonna leave me like this, high and dry?" But we got back to the house, and the Spirit just kept telling me, "Give him that key. Give him that key." So I gave it back to him. And he called me up, told me, say, "I'm so glad you gave me that key." He was shaking. His voice, you could just hear he was scared. He on the highway, driving down the highway, and the key exploded in the ignition. And to this day, he don't have that truck no more. You know, it's been a journey to grow. The Spirit told me to give him that key. So they left him with one set of keys. And here now, I have been just guided. I've been guided. And I'm going to tell you something. If you have, now I'm going to do a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor, but I went to medical school, but I didn't finish. So I'm not a doctor, I will tell you that, but I know enough to doctor on me. And I'll tell you what I do. I eat a lot of garlic. You got a sore throat, you got a cold, you got a virus, you got a flu, you need to eat garlic. You got a toothache, garlic, you need to eat garlic, because the allicin in garlic will destroy the bacteria that is causing the pain of the toothache. And I'm telling you what I know. Garlic cures alopecia. Garlic cures skin problems like ringworm and scabies. I've seen this with my own eyes. That's how I'm telling you. This ain't something that I just heard about. I eat a lot of garlic. Before I knew about garlic, a few years ago, when I began this journey to grow, God kept me. It was God. But I, from what I have told people, a very dear friend of mine who doesn't, who has high blood pressure, and he eats garlic because I told him to start eating the garlic, and he's able to maintain his blood pressure. He takes his own blood pressure and he eats garlic every day, eats healthy, because that's what the doctor tell you to do anyway. You change your diet and eat healthy, then you can get off these pills. Because being on all this medicine, it just makes the drug companies richer and makes you sicker, because the drugs that you taking, the side effects that you taking for this particular ailment, these drugs have side effects and they make you sicker. Well, the doctor done took my friend off of the cholesterol pill. He's not on blood pressure anymore, because they quick to put you on blood pressure. You know, they real quick to do that. Tell you got high blood pressure. You know, here goes some high blood pressure pills. You need to help your body help you to be here, and that's what I do. You know, I really do try to eat healthy. I don't get sick. I've never been sick in my life, except what I've done to myself. Maybe had a, it had to been many, many, many years ago that I had a cold. I don't even remember getting a cold. But now I eat garlic. I do. I eat garlic because garlic is a natural antibiotic. You need to read about it. Whatever I'm telling you is what I do. I'll tell you what I do to grow. And I don't like, you know something, I'm going to tell you. And you know, I just, these are my own personal feelings. This is me. Because it's good doctors and it's bad doctors. Just like it's good lawyers, it's bad lawyers. Good people and bad people. These are people. It's just happened to be their profession. But people put a lot of stock and trust in their doctors. They do. Rather than trying to learn about their bodies themselves. Learn about your own body. Eat healthy. Read up on some stuff. And learn how to try to get off some of that medication. Stop smoking. See, because you become dependent on this medicine. And the only thing that I've started to take, because I don't get to eat all of the fruits and vegetables that I like to. I do try to. I really do. But I do take a multivitamin, and I take calcium, and what is it called? Collagen. I take that, you know. But I'm not used to taking stuff every day, so I don't really take it every day. I take when I think about, oh yeah, I gotta take this, you know. So I don't always take it, but I drink a lot of water. I've cut out soda. I used to love Pepsi. Ooh, Pepsi. I love Pepsi. I'm in the generation. Yes, I am. I'm in the Pepsi generation. I love you, Pepsi, but I can't drink you. So, you know, now I will do this. Every blue moon, I drink a Dr. Pepper. And I used to didn't like Dr. Pepper, but man, Dr. Pepper good. So every blue moon, every once in a while. It's not every, no, Lordy. See, I'm going to tell you something. That soda burns going down and it burns on the inside. You ever seen what soda do to battery acid? Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Look at what soda do to battery acid. And we'll leave it at that. Drink a lot of water. Your body needs water. Your organs use water. Your body is 80% water. Your organs use water to your blood, you know, to flush, to work. Your liver, your kidneys, they need water. I seen people take better care of their cars than they do their body. They make sure they detail them cars. They make sure they take them cars in and get them checked out and ran over and you know, but in their bodies they put anything, they eat anything. There's certain foods we're not supposed to eat. The human body wasn't designed for meat. It really wasn't. Meat sits in your stomach for days. Your stomach in there trying to turn it and digest it and move it and twist it and trying to get this thick steak down that you ate. And red meat causes problems too. It's got meat, got nitrates in it. And those nitrates are preservatives. And they cause problems in your body. So you need to start weaning yourself away from meat. Getting away from that. I have. But I'm telling you something. Every once in a while. Every blue moon. Which ain't often at all. I have the desire for something. I do. I have desire for a cheeseburger or something like that. But so I wouldn't say that I'm just straight veganist. Vegan. I'm just, you know. Oh, nope. Yeah. No. See, moderation. But I don't need it, though. I realize I don't even need it. You know, sometimes you just think you want it. And it's like thinking you want something that you don't need, that you shouldn't even have. So I'm trying to get out of that. Meat. Because I don't need meat. I can make some delicious best of vegan dishes. You know, dishes with vegetables, rice and beans. And put some seasoning in them. And you would swear some meat in it. Start eating healthy, honey. I'm trying to help you to be here. I'm trying to help you to grow. I want you to. I want you to rise to reach your greatness. Rise to reach your greatness. Greatness in God. I do. I want you to rise to reach your greatness. I want you to sit, turn the TV off, turn the radio off, and just meditate to something like this right here. Meditate to some drum music, some African drum music. That's what that is. The one with the zebra on there. And I've been listening to that for years. It's that and some other ones on there that I listen to, but I want you to go in a deep place, a deep high place, spiritual. I want you to just block everything out. Don't think about your problem. Don't think about this and that. See, because you need to start getting rid of them problems. I did. I got rid of all my problems. Like I told you, only got one, and that's hate. Which stems from oppression. What we do to ourselves and each other. That's what the world came down to. Greed. Greed. There's no need for greed. For somebody to have it all and somebody else to have nothing. The haves and the have-nots. You would sit and have it all and watch somebody else suffer. To lift yourself to whom? Because God is not looking at you. God is looking past you. God is looking at his people. And you, when I say you, I'm talking to greed. That's who I'm talking to. You greed. God is not looking at you. You can't buy your way in. I know. It's been a journey to grow. And God has been teaching me and working with me every day. Guide me. The man told me he ain't have no feelings. And he sent me all the way up to Massachusetts. And you say you ain't got no feelings. Can't feel nothing. But he felt enough to send me to Massachusetts. Even though he knew I'm supposed to be going on vacation, the time I put in. So, grow. He thought I was going to be snapping and going off and cussing and clowning. That ain't none of me. I don't do that. I don't talk like that. That language, cussing, is not becoming of kings and queens. People don't hear you when you cuss. All they hear is the cuss word. When you start cussing at somebody, that's what they hear. You MF, you dick. They don't hear nothing you say. But when you talk without cursing, they get everything. So when we talk and conversate, I tell them, don't cuss at me, because he say he normally cuss at the other drivers. Don't cuss at me. I'm not going to listen to it no way. I ain't got to listen to that. I just hang up. You know, we going to talk like two civilized adults. Okay, you ain't got no feelings? Okay. But you ain't got to deal with me. Really, you don't, you know? I can get another supervisor. I can get somebody else. You know, I just want to be here doing my job, left alone, so I can think and I can be the best me that I can be doing this job that you gave me. So that's what the journey is all about. Rising to reach our greatness. And we all got feelings. Let's begin to care for one another. Love one another. That's why I got this podcast. To lift the world to grow. In hopes that something I say, something I do, will help you. Greatness reached over oppression through wisdom. It gets greater later, honey. I'm going to tell you something. Knowledge is power. And love is the greatest power. So love all over the world. From 1 to 8 billion. Here we grow.